This is a letter that Occupy Our Stories received from a person named Tommy Sanders who is imprisoned in a Texas prison. On 12/13/11, my birthday, we were called and told to pack our things. Anything we left in the cell would be thrown away. So I began to pack my meager belongings that I had accumulated in 18 years of imprisonment. Even had to pack state prison clothes and blankets. We were told to pack up around 1 p.m. on 12/12/11, so we spent the entire day in our cells with radio and coffee pots packed. Finally, they came to get us around 2 a.m. on 12/13/11, ordering us out of bed and demanding that we carry our things a quarter mile to the gym where it would be searched through. I had a total of four nylon bags of property, mostly legal documents, and a little commissary. State property filled two of the bags. Once I had struggled to carry all that stuff down the hallway in the middle of the night, I was sent to a table where an officer had a box that was a quarter the size of our lockers in the cell. The officer told me, "If it don't fit in the box, you can't have it." So I began with all my legal documents and left all commissary items out. Once I filled the box, I asked, "Look, don't I get a box for my personal hygiene items and stuff like that?" He said no. So I was forced to go over his head to a Captain Holman and bring to his attention that policy says hygiene items don't go in the box. He was rather rude when he responded, "If it don't fit in the box, you don't get it." Thus, they took my toothbrush, toothpaste, a Bible that cost me $30 from CBD, my chess pieces. They left the board. Numerous legal documents were taken, even cookies and peanut butter that had been bought from commissary. I went back to my cell and went to sleep, intending the next morning to write it up on a grievance form, assuming that my legitimate items would be given back. I wrote the warden and requested my things back. The step one was denied. Then I filed a step two. That also was denied. My things were never returned. And this is being written on 5/24/12 and has now been 6 months. I wrote Warden Todd Foxworth and requested my things back, and he never responded. Now I am left with a two-year limitation during which I must bring suit that will cost a filing fee of $350. If I don't get it done in that 2 years, I will lose all opportunity to get my things returned or replaced. This is life in a Texas prison. They don't pay us to work, and we have no way to earn money, so $350 is a lot of money. Then, even if I raise that, there is no guarantee I will win. Now they have started charging inmates $100 for medical care. The Texas prison system is in need of an overhaul. We need help. Submitted 5/24/12. Yes, you may use my name.